Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am. Hi, everybody. I'm glad to be here. How are you, Johnny?
I'm glad you're here too. You know, it's always great. And
yes, well, every Friday is very special as well. Are you going to tell us why?
Well, because every Friday we have Dale Shear, who is listed in one of the top 100 psychics and astrologers in America.
I don't do astrology.
Okay, well, psychic. Well, it's in the book. It's the name of the book. But you know, you're in it, and I remember that when it was. She was in the book, and she was one of the calling up, and you know, the first time I called her up, she was like, "Ah, I'm so excited to see you," you know, and she wanted you on the show. And so
well, that's nice. But I thought it was the book was called Top 100 Psychics in America.
I'm looking right at the book, the 100 Top Psychics in America. I'm looking at the book.
That's where you found
her. But that's okay.
Right.
That's all right.
Maybe
it's
she's
fine.
In the other book, too. She's in a lot of books.
I don't know.
You've been on a lot of shows, had your own show quite a while, and she has led quite a life. And we're very fortunate to have her every single Friday to help you guys out there. So we hope you have your questions ready. But don't forget Richard.
Hi, Richard.
I hear you.
Hi, I heard you earlier.
How are you doing?
Aloha. Well, I'm hanging
Richard
right in here.
Richard is Dale's best friend, and he's 93. I point that out because I think it's amazing.
Well, we're still there.
Barb, when are we going to do our show? Can we
when
schedule?
It is convenient for you, and I would love to do it Tuesday or Thursday. So if that's good for you,
I'm waiting
in the book.
I'm waiting for some blood test results to come back, and then I can tell you after that.
Okay. Well, you sure take good care of yourself. You're always
No, Richard's in better shape than me. Go figure that one out. I'm getting some blood work done, and I'm not anything wrong with me. I'm just getting a routine. But, you know, every time you do that, you get nervous because you never know what's going on.
I was wondering, you know, about you. I was a little worried because I called you today to say, are you okay for tonight? And you said, oh, I'm glad you reminded me. And I'm like, oh, boy, is she okay? Well,
yeah, because I forget on Fridays sometimes, you know, so, but Richard reminds me. So. And I just got a new phone. I mean, AT&T decides to send me a phone because they're getting rid of 3G, and that's what I had. Hmm. And then they gave me a 4G phone, and then, you know, trying to work it out, like, to make it work is a whole other story.
Yeah, it's a challenge.
You don't have to tell me about phone issues. I've been dealing with them,
like
but I can't wait to get my new one. I'm getting the new one. I'm getting the new one. It's going to be sent to me. It's the iPhone 13 Pro Max with 1,000 gigabytes. I will never run out of room again.
That's a terabyte, by the way. The word for that is a terabyte.
Oh, really? That's amazing. It's going to be great. It shoots videos like they're movies. It actually focuses automatically on the person who is talking, and it blurs out the other one that is not. It doesn't even matter if it's in the foreground or not. It can detect this.
Yeah, but there's one thing, Barb, you have to worry about. I've been telling Richard about this. Because the parts to a lot of our cars are laying on, you know, in the docks, 80 ships or 100 ships. The iPhone, I was told, because I needed to get another phone, I was looking at that. There's a lot of chips that won't fit and they don't have, and if anything breaks, you're up the creek.
Hmm.
Well, at least not for the first year, because I will have the Apple
you don't know.
Coverage.
No, it's not the coverage, mm-hmm. honey. It's the parts. The parts are not in. They're on the. Have you seen the news about the ships, 80 ships being
no.
lined up to go into? What is? Where have you been?
I have not been. I'm addicted to other things right now. And when I get addicted to other shows, I realize, hey, I don't know what's going on. And that's weird, you know, because I need to know, obviously.
You need to know.
I'm on the radio. Well, I need to know a lot of things. But I got addicted to your show that you referred. And then also on self-defense on YouTube. I'm really into it now. And I'm thinking of getting it done, or for
you mean,
sure.
You mean the morning show? Are you talking about the morning show?
No, it's not on any regular network. It's on YouTube. I just watch YouTube, and I follow people, and I'm following a self-defense person, and also Mr. Ballin. He tells stories. He's an ex-Navy SEAL. He tells stories about the weirdest, most odd, like maybe crimes, unsolved mysteries, the paranormal. All of these unsolved things, and which are crazy, but they're all true. And he just talks the story out. I can even watch it at 2 a.m. I don't get scared because it's without, I mean, there's a few little things with music and clips, but you don't get scared. You just hear the story. And I love
it. I hear you. I was hoping you'd watch on Apple the morning show.
Oh, yeah, no, oh, that's what you meant. Okay, yes, I was watching that. I kind of have gotten bored a little bit.
Really?
I don't know. I'm disappointed with Reese Witherspoon's performance. I think that Jennifer Aniston is amazing, far better actress. And you can see somebody coming from the movies to TV, you can see how they don't quite have the timing right. It's a little forced. I noticed it just annoys me, and she always was one of my favorite movie actresses.
I know, she's one of my favorites, too. But Jennifer Aniston, this last one, oh, my God, it was so profound. She got a backache, and then she was, like, flipping out, and she can't walk. And I mean, I'm beginning to feel her pain, and kind of weird.
She's so good.
It's weird. It's weird, but I love that show. I'm addicted to that show. But what I'm really too addicted to right now is the one about Clinton, Monica Lewinsky.
Oh,
they have that every Tuesday or something, and they have it on channel FX. And I am so addicted. They have all the you know how she met him, how she got involved with him, you know. I'm totally addicted to that. And they have all the shows
that.
It's good. It's really good.
For sure. You know why I would be interested in that?
Why?
That was when I moved to L.A. and became a Playboy Playmate, and the Bill Clinton scandal was everywhere. And I think it may have even been a little article in my issue or went around my issue. It was such a big deal, and I also did a photo shoot with the Saturday Night Live actor who passed away. Oh my gosh, Phil Hartman. Oh, he and I did this cover of Us magazine, something like that. And I have the tear sheet. It's so cute. I'm doing the twist with him. I'm all, you know, my hair's bouffant. I've got the greatest dress, and he's doing the twist, and he's dressed in his Saturday Night Live Bill Clinton, because he did Bill Clinton all the time. Do you remember that, Phil Hartman doing Bill Clinton on Saturday Night Live, anybody?
Yes.
Yeah, I watched Saturday Night Live.
Oh, well, he was amazing, and unfortunately his
wife shot him. But I know the guy you're talking about who died. He's fabulous.
Yes.
He was fabulous.
Okay.
But you've got to look at this. It's called Put Up On Demand or whatever, put Impeach, and then it'll come up, and they have five or six or seven shows you know, already.
Okay.
And
so interesting.
I've been watching.
That.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, I think what's even more interesting is that Bill Clinton, during the show, can you imagine how, I mean, she's telling everything. She is just like telling you, I mean, like
I
when
know.
You and I would have a conversation about Carson and Trump. Oh, my God. She's telling you everything.
Wow.
And it's blowing me away. Well, it's Linda Tripp, you know, who did all this. And
right.
It's totally blowing me is like then Clinton ends up in the hospital. He's in the hospital now. For
now. I did hear that.
No, for
after
I
all
what
of
is that?
So many people still loved him. I mean,
they still love him.
Something
they
about
still love Trump. What do you want? I don't know.
I know.
Weird. So, I mean, it's getting to the point where I'm starting to like him, so that's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Which one?
You
got to
watch.
You watch the show about Clinton? Are you talking about
huh?
Clinton?
No,
like,
I'm talking about
who are you talking
Biden and Trump. Well, all I know with Clinton is I'm going, that could have been me, because that's how a lot of things happen with me and John. And it's like I look at that and I'm going, oh, my God, I see so much of me in there that could have happened to me.
John who?
Johnny
Carson?
Carson. Yeah.
Oh, so you
so
really,
much.
There's some same kind of things going on there. That's interesting.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Yes. It could have.
Like
remember, Barbara, I know this is crazy before we talk to you. Remember the blue dress about Clinton that Monica Lewinsky saved?
Yes.
Where they used it as evidence for DNA?
DNA.
Right. Well, I did the same thing when I was young with underwear. So I'm telling you, I looked
smart.
At this. I looked at this, and I'm going, oh, my God, that could have been me. But I would never be in Washington. But I'm just saying, this is weird. But I love it.
Your life
I'm
is never the same. So that's a big decision to come out with that. Not very easy. And so when people say, oh, they're lying, well, why would they put themselves through all that? But
no, yeah,
that
right. But on top
little,
of that.
Are they embellishing
no.
a little, though? No? Okay.
No.
Okay.
On top of that, what's really weird, on top of that is they didn't have these things that they do in days, you know, the DNA and all that stuff. But it's just like I see so much of me in Monica Lewinsky at that age that, you know, I was around that age when that was happening. And I see so much. And what she talks about, and she's using Linda Tripp as her best friend, who is turning her in because she's scared that she might get fired. It's weird. And it's just like, you gotta watch this.
Okay.
Are you ready for a call, Dale?
Barbara, but that's okay. let me do this. Give out your number first, Johnny.
Yes, of course. 516-531-9874 is the number. Okay.
Yeah, I want to say one thing to Barbara. I was right after Johnny died. I was offered a lot of money by the Inquirer, and I refused. Nothing. You know,
do you regret that?
No, not at all.
Why? Because they wanted more. They wanted bad. They wanted dirt. They always want the dirt.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
No, they wanted to know the story of he and I.
And twisted in the dirt. They could twist it. They twist everything. They always do. They always do. It's very risky. So, but you pass up a lot of money, huh?
They pre-write their stories and then want you to say yes to it. I had that happen when I was working on the JonBenet case for a while, and I didn't want to, but I was, and the Inquirer called me, and they said, oh, can you say something? I said, no, not really, and they said, well, this is what we wrote, and can you verify this? And I said, no, I can't. You know, so this is like they offer you humongous sums of money, you know, just to do maybe a page or two about Johnny Carson right after he died. They were going to give me $20,000. And I said, no. You know, to me, money's just not that important. I mean, if I could pay my bills and everything, I'm fine. But to turn someone in who's your friend, close with, that is so wrong.
And that's what
Linda Tripp did. But anyway.
I can't wait to watch it. Anyway,
I hope you get to watch it, and I better listen to Johnny and take some calls.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, area code 703, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi. Oh. Sorry to make you wait so long.
That's okay. That's all right. Not a problem. I'm enjoying listening to you guys talk about the Trump and Monica Lewinsky and all that stuff. It's like crazy.
Barbara and I, we only get to talk once a week, and when I get her on the line, I like have to talk her head off because, you know, I miss her so much. And
enjoyable.
You know, it's quite enjoyable.
And I live 45 minutes from Washington, D.C., so those things, you know, they had all this Trump stuff. It was crazy out here where I live, so, yeah.
Well, I believe you. Oh, I want to hear. What about Clinton? Did you follow that? What's going on TV right now?
I haven't watched that, but I mean, it's really sad. I actually thought he was a pretty good president, but I think only thing he'll remember for now is being a philanderer. So, you know, that's unfortunately when you go into history books. He's the one that had the thing with Monica Lewinsky and the dress. You know, they had it like, you know, washed or something, whatever. You know, but that's what you're going to be known for. Trump, that's another story.
Please.
I have a lot of African American people out here, and who can't understand why black people still support him. And I can't put my head around.
I don't understand why they do, but.
I don't know.
It's
not for me to understand. I had a date with a guy the other day, and we got to talking about vaccines and stuff. I said, "Are you a Trumpster?" He goes, "Well," like, "Oh, really?" He goes, "I'm anti-vax and anti-mask." I was like, "Oh, I gotta go."
Yeah, because you notice, I'm doing that to my friends too, because I have one friend for like 30 years, and I'm going, how stupid can you be with the COVID is going down, 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 down with the shot and with the mask. I mean, it's going down. How stupid can you be? Trump's come out and said, please take the shot. He didn't say to wear the mask, but he's saying, please take the shot. I took it, and don't please listen.
He went to Alabama and had a little rally and said that, and people booed him. Like, boo.
You're kidding.
I was watching on TV. People booed him. That's because you spoke for 4 years or year and a half, whatever it was, that it was just a hoax. It was this, it was that. And,
right,
you know, people believe
right, right.
you. You know?
I know they
like
believe
Oprah,
him after a while. What gets me is I've spent 20 years in Hawaii, up and back, between Tahoe and Hawaii.
Mm.
And what gets me about Hawaii is that he was saying that Obama didn't have a birth certificate. He was going on and on about that until Obama showed him his birth certificate. And I'm surprised he didn't say that it wasn't real, because it was real. I have friends that knew, you know, his grandparents in the hospital. And it's very interesting about Obama. If you bother to read any of his books, he's wonderful. And it's interesting. It's just interesting. But anyway.
Well, here, too, you're supposed to show your taxes before you run for president. But Trump, I guess Trump didn't have to. I don't know why, but that's another story, too. I'm like, what is wrong with you?
That is another story, because the Supreme Court.
I can explain the taxes.
Go ahead.
Okay. You know, I was talking to my father about that, and what he said is that he's in the same line of work as Nancy Pelosi's husband, And tax returns for the line of work that he's in don't really show much, because what will happen is that one year he'll make a lot of money, the next year he won't make so much money, and next year he will. And it can be made to look bad. Because Nancy Pelosi's husband won't release his for the same reason.
Oh, really?
So it has to do with the fact that there's really not a lot of if in the line of work that he's in, you're not going to find out much, and you're going to be able to make it look pretty bad. So that's why
it already did, Johnny. It showed on one of the taxes that he only paid $769. Come on, you and I pay more than that. That's ridiculous.
That's for sure.
guy is a billionaire. He's a billionaire, or was a billionaire. I don't know how he's doing now, but he was a billionaire. And, you know, whatever people say about him, you know, everybody believes. But I don't know.
Yeah, that's
it's
true.
Very weird. But anyway, so what's your question? Let's get off
so,
the call.
No, that's all right. So my question is, I've been recently having, like, conversations, starting talking to two different guys. One name is George. One name is Ron. Do you pick up any energy or whatever with either one? I don't know if Ron is still – something about him just doesn't sit right with me.
Well, okay. You're asking me about names. I don't have pictures of these people to tell you. If you were to text me pictures in a reading to me, I can tell you which is better. But what I have learned, when people can't make up their mind about somebody, either one, what it usually means, too, is that neither one is for you.
I like them both, except for the Ron guy. Wednesday, we chatted for a while he was going home. And next thing I know, as soon as he got home, apparently his phone went dead. It's like right to voicemail. The last 2 days, every time I call, right to voicemail. But if I call from another number, it rings and then voicemail. I'm like, what? It's like, are you hiding something? Is there somebody? I mean, are you not single? I don't get it.
I think you got it all right. Forget about Ron.
Yeah.
Move on and go somewhere else. You will have a series of two or three different men that you will be with or talk to and get involved with. And it's neither one of the guys that you're talking about now. So it's going to be somebody different, somebody totally different. And it's going to be good.
Okay.
It's going to be good. I do see. What type of work do you do, sweetie?
I work for a mortgage company, and that job sucks too. I'm just a paper pusher.
Why does everybody say that? You guys make a
paper. I just push paper. I hate it.
Yeah, you make a lot of money pushing paper.
Not really.
Not really.
I wish, but not really. Not really. No.
There's a million jobs out there. Do you have your real estate license?
No, I actually used to work for a real estate office, and I love them. And the office that I worked for, they're both their office closed. So I'm back to looking. So I worked for Long and Foster, so I'm back to looking. Hopefully I can work in the real estate office.
Okay. I do see you getting a new job, and it seems to be right away, and it's going to be good and not to worry about it. The pushing paper, they used to make $10,000 or more a month. Is that about right?
I don't make that kind of money. No. Well, people in the mortgage industry can. If you're an underwriter or if you're like a loan officer or something they can. Yeah, I don't
can
do
you
that
get
job.
To
I just,
that
I,
level. Can you
I don't
get
want
to
underwriting.
Level. Yeah, but you can.
I don't
want to
do mortgage stuff.
Okay, what do you want to do?
I really actually want to work back in the real estate office. That's what I really want to do. So I'm just waiting for something like that to open up.
$20 an hour?
Maybe a little more, but yeah, I mean, I really enjoyed it. Or maybe some admin job where I can make maybe a little more. But yeah, jobs don't pay like that well out here.
Where are you? Where are you located?
In Virginia.
I do see you making money. I do see you being successful, and I do see you, being all right. So there is a new job coming. Take it. In fact, there's two. So take the both of them, and it will be fine.
Okay.
And as far as men, you don't have the right one, either one of them.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of think that. I kind of figure that much.
But you'll find someone. So just, like, take your time. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Aloha.
You're welcome.
Barbara, I love when they contribute to our conversation, don't you?
Oh, yes. Yes. I love to hear good feedback, which was cool. But what I really loved about that call, that reading, was just simply that she had a gut instinct, and then you confirmed that that was correct. And you know what? That's what we're supposed to do, really go with our gut, right? So she had the instinct of thinking,
it's hard to
oh, Ron is not good.
It's hard to do. It's hard to do.
Yes.
When the guy
them.
You're dating, you know, well, you think you're in love with them, and the guy, you're really horny, and the guy you're, you know, you're with is not the one. But it takes a while
you
to find that
out.
You
want him to be honest. Just be honest with people. You know, maybe she would be okay with it. Who wants to be dishonest? But that happened to me. I was dating somebody, and I asked them. I felt it the first time I met them. Are you married? They said no. And I had Hugh Hefner's security guards at my disposal at that time, and they did a background check on him because he was a policeman, and they said he's married. They told me all about him. He had a good police record. Yes.
Well,
yes.
That's what you're supposed
to do. And then she ended up on my doorstep. She came to my doorstep. And that was 6 months after I said, I found out you're married. Bye-bye. And 6 months later, she's knocking on my door. And she saw me through the window because I was vacuuming. And so I had to answer this poor, I mean, she looked so distressed, but full face makeup on, like she was going to go talk to this mistress. And
oh my God.
I told her all the truth. I sat her down. What?
I
didn't hear that.
What?
I didn't hear what you just said.
Oh, I said I had something similar happen to me.
Oh, really? Can you tell us?
Yes. I had an ex-boyfriend that I was with for a while, a long time, for about 3 years. And he was an American Indian, and he decided he wanted his squaw. And he was drunk and came knocking on my door when my husband answered. Well, you can imagine...
Dangerous.
I know what you're talking about. I will tell no more. It's in my books. It's in Dare to Be Different, as a matter of fact. You know, but anyway, I wanted to give out my website because it's brand new and it's updated, and it's Dale, D-A-Y-L-E, Shear, S-C-H-E-A-R.com. And if you go into photos and you look through the site, you'll find all kinds of things in there. In fact, we have water now in the site moving about, so it's kind of nice.
All right.
It looks great. It really looks nice.
Okay.
Yes, Johnny.
And I'm going to give out the number, and then I'll put this other caller on. The number is 516-531-9874. Call in and get a free reading. Okay? Are you ready for the next one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Area code 610. You are on the air.
Hey. Hello. Hello.
Hello, caller.
Aloha.
I did talk to someone. Are you there, ma'am?
Maybe they didn't like our conversation.
No. I was able to talk to someone, but there was a period of, like, phone problems where I finally get someone on the phone.
Hello?
Let me see here.
They're there. Hello? Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Oh, she's here. What is your name and where are you from?
My name is Sonia and I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Sonia from Pennsylvania. Have I talked with you before?
I don't believe so.
Pardon me?
I don't think so.
How can I help you?
I want to ask a question about my place of employment. My company recently was bought out by a bigger company. What this company is doing, they're just buying out smaller companies and making it part of theirs. A lot of us were let go. I was warned that I'm still there. But, I just made up my mind and I decided to, you know, embark and start looking for another job because of little things I've been seeing here and there. You know, I was at the company for 4 years now.
Well,
actually,
your gut feeling is telling you that. What type of work is it?
This is for software testing, technology related.
Well, you shouldn't have any problem whatsoever finding something. I mean, everybody's hiring everywhere, including Google, everything. Amazon. Just start looking, you know, in those areas, and, you know, you'll be able to find it and not to worry.
Right, right. Because I'm already seeing signs that they're not appreciating all the knowledge and all the things they're already placing me in a lower level. Yep.
Okay, well, you have to understand it's not only happened with, your business, but it's also happening with homes. The very ultra-rich, like the Trumps or whoever, they're buying up houses like crazy or buying up businesses, and people don't even get a chance to put a bid in. And what's happening is, then they start renting them out at exorbitant prices. And so it's like this whole world has come to, I know Barbara hasn't been watching things, but this whole world has been coming to a standstill. You have 80 or 100 ships. How many, Richard? How many ships trying to get in a dock?
Easily in all the major ports. And I was going to say, Barbara, look out over the ocean there. You should see a bunch of boats, ships, sitting at anchor full of containers.
But I stayed away, Richard, because of the oil spill. I don't even want to breathe air down there because I am susceptible to a lung disease because of my mother. So I haven't even gone down there, but I didn't know. Is it just packed full of ships in Huntington Beach?
All the major ports, Long Beach, name it, Seattle, wherever you want to know. Even up in Seattle, I have a friend that lived on Whidbey Island, which is just north of Seattle, and he says the first time in his life, and he's lived there all his life, that I've seen a commercial ships with containers sitting at anchor right there. And, you know, just sort of run out of anchorage room.
And that's carrying all our goods. That is
Can you tell us why really quickly in a nutshell?
What?
Can you tell us why really quickly?
Why this is happening? Nobody wants to work. They don't have enough drivers and enough people to unload the ships.
Oh, no.
They're overwhelmed.
They're overwhelmed everywhere trying to make an appointment with a doctor. It's ridiculous. I mean, you know.
Why is this? Because they are getting money without working?
No. I don't know that. They're not getting it anymore, but people have finally figured it out. They have figured out that these multimillionaires and billionaires are making enormous amounts of money, and they're not making anything. So they're choosing not to work, and it's like going on strike. So if you go to a restaurant.
Like, that's what I was going to say. It's like a strike.
It is. It temporarily is. And, you know, they're saying to unload those ships and get everything right may take over a year. So if you're trying to buy anything for Christmas, good luck.
Oh, no. And I was so excited for Christmas. I was already getting my wish list together.
Well, if you're going to do that, you better buy what you're going to buy because a lot of it's not available. They're stuck out on the ships.
And then on top of that, other people out there have to get the COVID shot. They don't want to. They're holding out. Like, What about all those pilots and 1,000? Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's
flights,
another thing,
example?
Barbara, you haven't heard. Southwest Airlines have canceled quite a few flights, like a lot.
I did hear that news. I did tune into that one because I'm going to use Southwest. I have a credit. I have to use it this month. This might be good for me. This might be good for me. So it's been a year. I have to use it this month, though, Richard, they said. But now I could say, hey, now this is risky for me traveling under these circumstances. So I bet that they will extend it because I don't really want to go to Arizona this month.
Ma'am, have you asked it or answered a question? Or?
Oh, I forgot.
No, we're talking.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi.
Yes.
Did we answer your question?
I'm sorry. I wanted to see, like, around when are you seeing, I mean, I'm not going to take the first thing that comes along. I'm certainly, you know, applying and
doing my due diligence.
I'm doing my homework.
There's several, so just don't worry about it. Hang in there, and you'll be okay.
Are you ballpark picking up, like, a time frame? Because I don't want to be here, like, another 6 months, you know?
Well, good on time frames. But I do pick up with you two or three months, so don't worry about it, okay?
Oh, okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So you think that
there,
it's the best course of action, right, that I should take now?
No, just, you know, there's an old saying. Go out with 100 men, and maybe 2 will be to your liking.
Yeah. And you'll have fun while you're trying to find Mr. Wright.
Yeah.
You'll have a lot of fun doing
it. I'm going to get out of my comfort zone and even apply for something, even if I don't see it advertised.
That's right. You start knocking on doors.
I'm just going to market myself. There you go.
Thank you.
Cool.
Now you're talking.
Thank
okay.
You. Thank you, guys.
I like that.
Thank you, ma'am.
You instilled a lot of confidence in her because now she's excited because you told her everything's going to be okay. Sometimes that's all people need to know. Everything's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let me be cheerful on the way to okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Barbara, when we hang up, I need you to do your pulling of your arm to check on something for me.
Okay. I already did that muscle testing, by the way, and it actually pulled forward for Ron big time, several times.
For me, I need to ask a question about something, okay?
Well, I will. Muscle testing. Nothing about the arm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You want to give out your number again?
516-531-9874. Are you ready for another call?
I will. And that's for all free readings. And for a private consultation with me alone is 808-372-1816.
All right. Area code 310, you are on the air.
Hi, how are you? This is Vince from New York.
Hi, Vince. Mm-hmm. Well, I think we talked to you before, haven't we?
Yes, you have. You were talking about Trump earlier. Well, I got there's something you didn't bring up. There was one huge singer that he really, really screwed over. He screwed over John Bon Jovi. You know, because John Bon Jovi was on Howard Stern talking about it. And what happened was a few years ago, the Buffalo Bills were up for sale. And John Bon Jovi got together a whole team, accountants, everything. And he came in with a portfolio and he said, I want to buy the Buffalo Bills. I've got a home already ready to purchase in Buffalo, so I'm going to be near the stadium. I'm going to oversee everything that's going on. I want to a Super Bowl championship. So all of a sudden what happened was Trump stepped in. He heard about this. Trump stepped in and said, I want to buy the Buffalo Bills. You can't sell it to John because he's going to close up the stadium. He's going to move the Bills to New Jersey, and he's going to screw over all the fans and everything. And they bought it. They believed in this idiot. So he went to buy it. And so John Bon Jovi pulled out. He went to buy it. And they told Trump to go to hell because he lied about the amount of money that he had. He had nowhere near the kind of money. He was trying to use other people's money to buy it.
That's what he does.
So, Yeah, that's what he does.
I live in Tahoe, and all the guys that he asked to build hotels or do something, construction guys, he did that. And what happened was he never paid them.
No,
and in Hawaii, they went bankrupt on the hotel. I mean, the guy just lies.
Yeah, and the
but
same thing that happened.
People don't want to believe it.
And the same thing that happened in San Pedro, California, that he tried to buy this property that was somebody was building a golf course in, and they were about to sell to them, and they backed out of that deal because he lied about the money he had. And he also tried to buy the Ambassador Hotel that's been standing vacant since the Kennedy assassination. And they were going to sell it to him because he said he was going to renovate it and reopen it and everything. Mm-hmm. And again, same thing happened. He lied about money.
Mm-hmm.
But what the good thing about this is he owes over $400 million. Next year, he's going to have to pay all the creditors that he owes. And the IRS is going to go after him.
He's declared bankruptcy numerous times. So who knows if he will have to pay for anything.
But this time he's not going to be able to get away with it. Yeah.
He's bulletproof.
Not for long. Not for long.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right. I hope you're right.
Me too.
But anyway, you had a question, sweetheart?
Yeah, I started a job in middle of July, and they hired me as a temp. And they said it was to hire full time. In the meantime, they have hired other people full time over the last couple of months too. And I talked to my boss about it. And he said, you're still in the running for a full time position, blah, 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 and everything. And I talked to other people there too. And they said they started as a temp. It took them about 4 months before they were offered a full time position there. So I'm wondering if I'm going to get full time there or if I need to look for something else because I'm not making that much money there right now as a temp.
Okay. I sort of remember this conversation. This was far away from where you lived. Is that correct?
Well, no, that was the last job. The job that I left to go to this job was Coke in Massachusetts. And I left there to go to this job because it was close to home. I could come home every day.
Right.
And everything, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm saying do this. Please do this because it'll work for as long as you can. And then also put out feelers for other jobs. There's so many jobs out there and nobody's taking them. So you're going to get something if you want it, and it will pay more than what you're getting now. But as far as your question, eventually they will promote you permanently, you know, but the money is not there the way you would like it.
Not right now, but if I get full time, it will be. It'll be very good money. It'll be more money than I was making at.
I would look at what you have. I mean, you know, you can get 2 part-time jobs too as well.
Right.
You know, but. I see you making money hand over foot, and you'll be okay.
Okay.
You will be okay. It's just going to – I remember you very well because we don't get a whole lot of male people calling in, and you're one of that we did. But I want to say that don't you feel better working closer to home now?
Yeah, because I come home every day. I can see my wife. I don't have to sleep in my car in the cold winters or the hot days. So it makes it so much easier. And I don't have to travel as far, especially in bad weather.
Right.
So,
So I'm glad you listened to me and you did that.
Yeah, and I'm hoping that when I go full-time at this place, but everything is holding me up right now, that my wife and I will be able to get into our own little house close
to work.
You
will be able to get into your own house. But let me ask you this. Housing prices are so high, it's ridiculous right now.
I know.
Like what's happening, like the big boys that have all the money are buying up the houses and like crazy, and they're getting in there. And, you know, I can't even believe I just opened up a magazine in Tahoe, and I saw everything for $3 and $5 million. I'm going, what? you know, so it's crazy.
Yeah,
you know, but it's insane. But all I can tell you is I see you getting a house through a friend or through somebody you know that you will be able to get something to your liking. And what type of work is this that you're doing at this company?
Well, I do. I work in the manufacturing production area. The plant that I work at is actually owned and operated by Anheuser-Busch.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Metal Container Corporation, and that's where we make all the cans, like for soda companies, Mike's Hard Liquor, and all the cans for Anheuser-Busch.
Oh, cool. What do you think about the shortage of trucks being on the ocean and waiting to get in, you know, with all the
really
stuff?
I think that it was actually specifically designed like that by Trump and his people to make Trump look good, because this is his way of saying, put me back in office and that's not going to happen again. But he screwed up this country so bad financially. I mean, it just to house all those people that he arrested for being illegal aliens and those kids, and just to put them in those cages, it cost us $400 a day for each person. For that kind of money, we could have gotten them each a separate room in a Ritz-Carlton hotel every night. It would have been cheaper. And these people are suffering.
Well, I agree with everything you're saying. I agree with everything you're saying, but he's
so
planning on running.
So I believe he created this, with the horse terror. Yeah.
He's planning on running in 2024, so I don't know.
You don't think that he's going to become president again, do you?
I think chance he might with what's happening.
Yeah, because of the...
He's bulletproof. He's bulletproof.
Yeah.
You know, and because you got to look at what's happening. You have gas prices that are going sky high. You have ships in the ocean, 80 to 100 ships that can't deliver product. They don't know why or where it came from or how, except that why don't people want to work? I don't, like Barbara asked that question, I don't understand.
Yeah.
There's a million gazillion jobs out there and nobody wants to work. You go to a restaurant and you got to go outdoors to pick up the food. It's crazy, you know, because of all that is going on. And then the one great thing he did is get a lot of people with shots, you know, to be vaccinated. And that helped a lot. And there's the weird people in the world that think that the shots are, putting weird stuff in there so the government can watch you. And I'm going, why would the government want to watch you? But whatever. It's strange, but you're gonna be, you know, okay. And if you have to get a second job in your neighborhood, that would be fine too. But at this point, you're all right. So just hang in there, okay?
All right, we'll do.
Thank you.
Okay, you have a good one.
You too.
Okay, we have one more person. So would you like to make this the last caller?
I can, if you want. Well, I want to talk to Barbara. I have to talk to Barbara, though.
Okay, I understand. I sent you something via text message as well. So
you did what?
I sent you something via text message as well. I want your opinion on something. It's not a show-related thing. It's a personal thing.
Oh, sure. Okay, yeah. But I need to ask Barbara to do her muscle testing. Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, thank you for letting me know. I have to go to a certain part of the room. So, yes, I will. So go ahead with your question or concern.
Well, wait. Before you do that, we have one more person.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. 631, you are on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. This is Suzanne.
Mm-hmm. And where are you calling from?
Long Island.
Great. And how can I help you, sweetie?
Well, I have a couple of two quick questions. Number one is I'm thinking of just substituting as a teacher aide because I'm just a lunch monitor now and I can't afford to live on that, and then maybe working like at a Home Goods 2 nights a week, not a million hours, and maybe I'm 2 different schools and just doing that. What do you think?
Okay, wait, I'm confused about working where? For the second job?
No, I'm going to sub maybe for 1 or 2 schools as a teacher aide, and then work like for a Home Goods 2 nights a week.
What is a Home Goods? That's what I don't know.
Like, you know, like Marshall's, Home Goods, TJ Maxx, you know.
Oh, you mean a department store?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Either one, it's fine. You'll make money
doing
both.
Well, I have to do both. I mean, I don't want to burn out, but I have to do both.
Yes, but the money will be good on both. And the substitute.
You see me getting subbing for 2 different schools?
Yes, I do. Hmm. Are you kidding? They're begging for teachers. Have you even tried?
Well, I'm a teacher aide, but I was, yeah.
Yeah, no, they're begging. So just
all right, so
it.
I have an interview Thursday for 1. I just applied a couple of days ago. I took off work to do that. Then I took off work again today to apply to the Home Good thing. And I'm going to try instead of like, you know, 6 to 10 hours, but I'm going to try like 4 hours a night, like
okay,
on a Tuesday.
I don't think it's... I don't know back east what it's called because I'm from back east, but here we call them department stores.
Yeah,
so
yeah. I was thinking like a Tuesday, Thursday, 4 hours each night. I don't want to do more than that because I'll have to work the next job.
I think you can write your own tickets. I wouldn't worry about it.
All right. And what do you see a man coming in?
Not yet. You're not ready for one. Once you start getting your jobs in place, what you want and where you want to go, and is there talk of a move or something with a move or wanting to move?
I don't want to move. My mother's moving to Florida in a month.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, so it's
going to
be hard because my son's in the military and he's going back, and then my mother moved, so I'm going to be the only family member here, but I would love to meet a nice man, and I think I will. I deserve to.
Well, as long as you said it, it will happen. So just hang in there, okay?
But do you see somebody coming in? Or?
Yes, I do. And he's blonde hair, blue eyes, tall, thin, or gray hair. It can be blonde or gray. Very nice, very sweet, and very kind, and good guy. And there seems to be a G in his name and an E in his name. So I don't think you know him yet, but you will.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So do you, real quick, when do you think I'll meet him?
I don't mind. I'm sorry.
Well, I hope it's this year, not like 10 years. I mean.
Well, I don't know. I know you're going to meet him, so I'm not worried about it, okay?
All right, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hey, Johnny.
Yes?
Johnny. Can you end the show? But then I need to talk to Barbara. So how are we going to do this? I need to talk to her out there.
We have about 6 minutes left. So, Barbara, can you do the shout out?
Sure.
Okay,
well,
good.
That was a great show. And we thank you so much, Dale, again, for helping so many of our callers. And everybody, if you want to listen to your reading, well, go to our YouTube channel, Life, Laughter, Happiness, YouTube. And make sure to subscribe and support us. We appreciate that. And if you would like your long reading, you can book Dale directly. Just go to our website, daleshear.com. It'll have all the information there. Plus, we've mentioned it many times here on this show the last hour. So just go, daleshear.com. Call her up and get your reading. Book her.
Yes,
Barbara. Here, everybody.
Barbara.
All right.
Barbara, it's D A Y L E Dale Shear SCHEAR.com or 808-372-1816.
Okay.
And you can buy your books there too, directly from you. And get it signed.
Yeah,
I
should also add that the link is in the show description as well as Dale's phone number. So,
Thank you.
I will go ahead and end the show now.
Can we end this? Can we end this so I can
talk?
Yes,
well, you don't want me to do the muscle testing on air?
Yes, but not on air.
Then don't end the show.
All right.
Oh, well, but then I don't
down.
Want other. Yeah, but
okay.
I don't want other people.
Do I
yeah.
end the show or not?
We're
yes.
listening to Dale.
Yes, and then have then you guys just call me right back.
Okay. It's private, so we're not doing it on air. So thank
okay,
everybody
okay.
for listening.
The show.
And aloha, Richard. Aloha, Dan.
Aloha.
Aloha, Johnny. Aloha.